Well, this central teaching on prayer I have mentioned before in previous homilies, but in the Lenten season, it's worth remembering these petitions that Jesus sets out as kind of the central and essential petitions for our prayer life. The first, of course, you know, is not a petition, but the very first part of the Our Father is really that idea of hallowed be thy name. And we recall that a name is the whole essence or nature of God the Father. So what we're really saying is, holy is your name, beautiful is your name, majestic and glorious and awesome is your essence, your nature, your truth, your beauty, your goodness, your love. Hallowed, holy is every single part of your being. And so that's kind of the opening prayer, is this kind of summary of all the praises in all the Psalms. And Jesus says, that's how to start. And then the first thing to ask for is that God's kingdom come. And what that essentially means is, number one, I would like to go to heaven. Please make sure I'm on the path to heaven. That's a good prayer. It's not a bad thing to pray to go to heaven. I do it frequently. The fact, of course, is we also are praying that God's kingdom will come here, right? Where Jesus came to bring the kingdom to the world. He prayed and came in his own being so that we could actually, you know, have this conduit going up to heaven with us. And of course, so we're praying that God's kingdom be strengthened on this earth. The kingdom that Jesus brought, that evil be kept at bay, that darkness, you know, be kept at bay, and that the light grows stronger and stronger toward the kingdom that Jesus has brought that will lead to the ultimate kingdom of heaven, which will be ours forever if we keep our faith in Christ and ask for his forgiving love. Then comes the next position, thy loving will be done. As I always say, I stick in the loving, because God's will is always unconditionally loving. And if we don't remember that God's will is to optimize love, optimize goodness, and optimize salvation for us and through us in our lives, if we forget for a single second that God's will is to optimize salvation, love, and justice and goodness in our lives and through us, then this, of course, becomes the petition from hell. You know, you can just see somebody up there with the view that God is like one of these instruments of Murphy's Law, you know, and all I got to do is agree to God's will and my head's going to get lopped off and who knows what besides. It's not like that at all. Our heads aren't going to get lopped off. Our heads are going to be stuck on even when we're trying to lop them off ourselves. And for all intents and purposes, he's going to make us the instrument of his salvation, love, and goodness in the world. So it's an incredibly powerful and important petition. I say this petition about 20 times a day. Honestly, I do. In times not only of temptation and fear and when I want to do something right and everything else, it's just an incredibly important petition to transform myself into the instrument of God's love and salvation and goodness, and to be the recipient of God's salvation, love, and goodness in my life. Third, of course, we're just asking God to fulfill our temporal needs. Give us this day our daily bread. And we know that bread means everything, right? All the temporal needs we have. It's not just, you know, bread. It's food, it's shelter, it's shoes, it's warmth, it's friends, it's meaning in life. It's everything we need to function in this world. And Jesus is encouraging us to say, to ask God what we need to function in this life, to have meaning in this life, to be a good person in this life, to have the temporal, you know, wherewithal to survive in this life and to help our families to have food on the table and a roof over their head in this life. There's no shame in asking for everything we need. As I always say, I do this frequently every day, and I throw in an extra petition. Please, Lord, give me more time to get done everything I need to get done, even if you almost have to stop the clock. Anyway, I ask God unabashedly, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. I kind of rephrase that because I'm not so sure how much I want to forgive people some days. And so I kind of put this, I say to, please, Lord, forgive me my trespasses as I try to forgive the trespasses of the people around me. Help me to forgive even more. So I put that little alteration in there because, of course, I really do want some help to forgive. And you know my great prayer of forgiveness is, Lord, I give up. You take care of it. I put it all on you. And that's, you're the just judge. You take care of it. Excellent prayer. Finally, put us not to the trial or the test. This is just like Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, right? This is the very important prayer. You know, we can always ask the Lord that we don't want, you know, to go through terrible suffering and trial, right? And of course, as Jesus says in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, if it be your will, then let this cup pass from me. Or in the Markan version, which is probably the more primitive version, Abba, if it be your will, then take this cup from me. But if not, then thy will be done, which we've already prayed for in the Our Father. So we can ask the Lord to, you know, don't put us to the trial or the test. Take this cup from us if we're seeing the cross impending. It's okay. I mean, my heel marks are in front of the cross all the time. But of course, I ask the Lord for that wonderful gift to be able, you know, if it's His will, okay, I'll take another diminishment of the eyes. But take this cup from me if you can. And it's okay. And finally, of course, one of the most important petitions of all, protect us from evil and from the evil one. Make no, you know, don't ever doubt for a second that the evil one is out there. Do not doubt for a second that there's darkness out there. And of course, ask the Lord, and He will do it. Ask the Lord for protection from evil and from the evil spirit. And no one can assault you because you have the name of Jesus, which you can always use as your great shield and protector, along with the Holy Spirit, along with Saint Michael, but above all, along with the victory that Jesus Christ has won over evil in both the temptations that we talked about yesterday and, of course, in His death and resurrection. Amen.